Christ victorious. All trumpets blowing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail the Rock. All hail the Rock. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes, our precious kingdom, both day and night. Say them always, all hail the Rock. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets blowing, the glorious song.
Yes, good evening and welcome to today's edition of the program. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast from the studios of Radio Biafra here in London. My name is Uche Mefo, and I'm welcoming you to today's edition of the program. We welcome all our listeners, all friends of Biafra, all lovers of freedom and justice from across the world. You are all welcome to the program. Today I will be joined, or rather I am joined with Carol Monday. Carol Monday is here with me to deliberate on the issues that are affecting the Biafran people in the zoo called Nigeria. And we are also expecting that at some point, Barrister Mamezo will be able to join us, hopefully. But that nonetheless, we will continue to soldier on because we are Biafrans. I will now go to Carol to say hello to the listeners. Carol, are you there? Can you say hello to our listeners, please?
Yes, good evening. Good evening, Nature. Good evening to all the Biafrans worldwide. Like we say, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. That's what we say to the world because the whole world is listening. And we've even had callers from the middle of the sea. So welcome this evening, everybody, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you. Thank you, Carol. Thank you. Yes, this is Radio Biafra live broadcast from the studios of Radio Biafra here in London. Your sincerely, Chemefo, is saying once more welcome to the program. Today we are going to do a number of things. We have some rules of engagement. We only advise you at the moment that if you want to call Radio Biafra, if you want to listen to this all-important broadcast, you can get us via www.radiobiafra.co or www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. You can as well listen to this live broadcast on on YouTube. And for more information on the goings on as the program progresses, you can go to Radio Biafra London Facebook group and get that updated information. For now, I will say welcome to the program, and as we go on, we will be touching on a number of issues that affect the lives of Biafran people in the zoo called Nigeria. As Nigeria crumbles, Biafrans are preparing for the inevitable restoration of the God's own country on earth, the Republic of Biafra. Today we are reporting that Imo State Governor has been reportedly been spending 300 million naira for his 51st birthday. Of course, this is coming from PDP. PDP. We do not know whether this is right or wrong, but we are saying that this news has been as a result of the allegation made by PDP, People's Democratic Party. Of course, we are not lending any credence to it. We are not saying that it is right or it is wrong. But it shows how Nigeria is. It shows how decadent the society that is Nigeria is. That it is not impossible that this kind of thing is happening. It is not impossible. And that is why, as a news outfit, we must be mentioning things that are likely to affect the lives of Biafran people in the zoo called Nigeria. We are also reporting that the Nigerian government has been keeping all ethnic nationalities, all one Nigerianists, all those who believe that another season of misappropriation of fund, public fund, are people who are expecting that they will get the crumbs that is falling out of the table in Abuja. Of course, the Igbo Nigerians, They are gearing up. Nigerian government is keeping them busy about the national conference. And the Biafrans are saying that it is too late for us and for them. It is too late for us to be reunited into the Nigerian entity, into the Nigerian Federation. And it is too late for Nigeria to be organizing that conference in order to lure Biafrans into it. For us, the destination is Biafra, total and absolute restoration of the sovereign state of Biafra. That is the way forward, and there is no apology over it. We are reporting that the senator representing Edo North senatorial district in the National Assembly, Senator Domingo Obende, has said that the decision of the federal government to hold a national conference on the way forward for the country was to keep Nigerians busy. Obende, who fielded questions for newsmen in Benin City, Edo State, yesterday, where he highlighted some of his achievements in the Senate so far, which he listed to include sponsorship and co-sponsorship of at least 14 bills in the 4th Senate, creation and procurement of employment and various projects across the 6 local government areas that make up the district, denied the allegation that lawmakers were earning jumbo salaries. Of course, what do you expect from a senator that is defending his position, that is defending his means of earning a living? Whether he achieves this is up to the electorate, the people he is representing, to judge him. But one thing is clear, that all Nigerian senators are the same. All Nigerian politicians, all Nigerian elected, in quote, selected politicians and officials in governance are the same thing. They do the same thing. They loot the treasury. They are looking for their own personal interest. We will return to this news. The next news item we have is that Arewa Consultative Forum, ACF, tackles Ohanaeze on equal representation. We should recall that yesterday we reported that Ohanaeze Ndibo is busy and expecting with high level of achievement or expectation to come, that they are going to participate. They are going to represent the Igbos at the national conference being organized by Nigerian government in order to keep Nigeria one, in order to keep the animal kingdom intact. Ohanaeze said yesterday that they are going to draw up their demands and submit to the committee for deliberation. Of course, this is another venue through which to siphon fund, and the Nigerian government knows what they are doing. They have handpicked a number of them to go and represent our people, to go and betray and sell the Igbo interest once again, while their families, themselves, and their relatives will be living in opulence, while the ordinary people will continue to suffer. It is very unfortunate, but we are reporting it because it is news. This is what Radio Biafra is out here to do. To report the news the way it is. To stand on the truth. The truth that is Biafra. The truth that is restoration of the sovereign state of Biafra, which was a country that existed without apology. We are moving forward, for God is with us. The Arewa Consultative Forum, the ACF, has rejected the suggestion by the Umbrella Association of All Igbo Unions, Ohanaeze Ndibo, that representations in the proposed national conference should be on equality of tribes or ethnic groups. National Publicity Secretary of ACF, Mr. Anthony Sani, made this known in a test statement yesterday. The statement read, someone needs to inform Ohanaeze that its recommendations that representations in the national dialogue should be on equality does a lot of violence to the definition of injustice by Aristotle, who said injustice is not only when equals are treated unequally, but it's also when injustice when unequals are treated equally. You see, the Arewa Consultative Forum, the representatives of owners of Nigeria, they know what they are doing. Lord Lugard gave them numerical advantage by the rigging of the census, by the rigging of the elections. When they counted their cattle and their sheep, when they counted even dead bodies and dead animals and trees and plants, in order to have that numerical advantage. And indeed, it came to be a realization. It came to pass that the Northern People's Congress, after the first election that gave Nigeria independence, had the majority in the House. And by so doing, they have that numerical strength to control everybody, to say anything and for it to come to be, to pass any bill in the National Assembly and for the bill to become law. In fact, they hold the future of other ethnic nationalities in Nigeria, including the Igbos, including the Biafrans. And that was the beginning of injustice. That was the beginning of injustice. And they are here saying, based on the tradition led by their founding father, Sir Ahmadu Bello, who instituted and who played ethnic politics to anything you can think of. He played ethnic politics to the extent of dislodging the Igbo Biafrans, who were at the time very well endowed, very well blessed, very well equipped physically, spiritually, and otherwise, very well qualified to fill so many civil service positions in the contraption called Nigeria. In businesses, the Igbo Biafrans are there. In academics, they are there. In everything you can think of, they are there. Physically, they are not lacking. These people, this group of blessed men and women, were in high places of trust in every sphere of civil service in the zoo called Nigeria as at the time. Not based on nepotism, but based on merit. It was not based on mediocrity, but it was based on meritocracy. Whatever you merit, you will get it. That was how the Igbo Biafrans played the game at the time. But Ahmadu Bello, the Sadrano of Sokoto, came back to the north even before independence in 1952 and began to implement the obnoxious policy of disempowering the Igbos, the Igbo Biafrans, wherever they are in northern part of Nigeria. And he finally, when he was interviewed by a BBC journalist, he finally said that the Igbos are the kind of people that when you bring them in, they will want to dominate everybody. When you are in association with the Igbos, they will want to take over you. If you bring them to be a laborer, they will fight and they will naturally become head boy or head boys. And that is the level of hatred Sir Ahmadu Bello, the then Southern of Sokoto, had for the Igbos. And he implemented it not just in principle but in practice. And today, that legacy is still on. The present day Hausa Fulani oligarchy, who are controlling Nigeria, the present day Hausa Fulanis are implementing this to the letter. Not only doing that, they are also killing us. They are disempowering us. They are emasculating us, both economically and otherwise. Everywhere our political and economic interests are, they are always there to be an obstacle, to wipe us out of existence. And that was why the then People's General, General Odumezu Ojukwu, I always refuse to put late to him, because his memory lives. He is still here with us, because he was the man that saw tomorrow. The young man in his 30s saw what adults in the contraption called Nigeria were not able to see. And he fought for the emancipation and defense of his people from orchestrated war of genocide, that we may live, that we may continue to proclaim our Biafranness, our God-given identity. Today, we are not relenting, because without Biafra, there is no future for us. Nigeria has one small time without numbers demonstrated that the Igbos, the Biafrans, are not wanted in anywhere in Nigeria. And just like the saying goes, he who is rejected cannot reject himself. But sadly, some of our people are rejecting themselves. Some Biafrans, some Igbos are still living in northern part of Nigeria in spite of the killings, in spite of the orchestrated violence, state-sponsored violence, ably carried out by Boko Haram against our people. In spite of that, our people are saying that Boko Haram is also killing other people, that not only the Igbos that are being targeted, that other people are being killed. Some even came out to say that they are Igbos of northern Nigeria, the Igbos living in Kano. And it becomes worrisome why a group of people should value their economic interests over and above their lives and their safety. We are yet to understand. We are yet to understand the reason why some people from our midst, we want to take that decision. It is very, very, very unfortunate. And we will be interested to be hearing from the Biafrans who are living in the northern part of the zoo called Nigeria to continue to educate us against all odds why they should remain in the northern part of Nigeria, where their safety is not guaranteed, where even the government of Nigeria is not interested in them, where if when they are killed, when the Biafrans are killed, when the Igbos are killed, Nigerian government will compensate those who killed them. It is very unfortunate, and I refuse to agree to that line of thought, that you are faced with danger, that your race is at the brink of extinction, and you are still whining and dining with your enemies, those who don't want you to be alive. We will be discussing this in details as we soldier on, because we are Biafrans. If you are just tuning in, this is Radio Biafra live broadcast for the Friday, the 4th of October, 2013. And without any apology, we welcome every man and woman of goodwill, every Biafran from around the world. You are all welcome to the program. Some of you are sleeping, some of you are waking up. But here in the United Kingdom, we are still awake. It is just 30 minutes just past the hour. And that is 7:30 p.m. here in London. And without any equivocation, that is the same time in the Biafra land, the God's own land, with God's own choosing people. We continue. Because at Radio Biafra, people are expecting us to be reading the news or to be commenting the way other radio stations are doing. And we are bold to say that Radio Biafra is not a conventional radio station. Because this radio station is for emancipation of a race, a people that have been subjugated and being victimized without anybody helping them in the zoo called Nigeria. A people that belonged and were citizens of the country that was the Republic of Biafra. The people from a God-choosing land, but who have been built for extinction. We report the news anybody don't want to hear. Nobody wants to hear what we report, because in Nigeria, the NTA, all independent media outfits, will not report it the way we do. But we have to report it, because the world needs to know about the sufferings, the plight of the Biafran people in the zoo called Nigeria. Because Nigerian government does not want anybody to know about Biafra. Our own case is different. Rather than talking in friendly terms, we must stand up to fight for our freedom, because freedom is never given. You have to take your freedom from the oppressor. That is why we sound the way we sound, because times are different for us. We are not in freedom yet. We don't have our freedom. We are still in state and condition of war, both psychologically and physically. And so we must always make haste. And we must always move faster than others, think faster than others. The spirit of these dumbness in some of the Biafrans we know. The spirit of timidity must give way to spirit of boldness, because we are God's own people. Because we are God's choosing people. For God cannot work with lazy people. We have been praying for decades. We have been praying for several years for God to save us from the hands of the Nigerian evil men and women who are bent on wiping us out. And I must acknowledge that we are all prayer warriors. We are successful in our individual endeavors. But where we have lagged behind, and which is worrisome, is in the area of fighting for our collective interest. It is the Biafrans, it is the Igbos, who are not in position and who are not always willing to fight for their collective interest. And that is why we have been put in a position, vulnerable position, pitiable position we are in the zoo called Nigeria. Of all the ethnic nationalities in Nigeria, It is the Igbos that are not prepared in terms of working together. There is no apology in saying this. Let us go to Carol and see what she makes of it. Carol, are you there with me?
Yes, Kotich, I'm here. Yes, we discussed today the headlines of the news, of course, and how PDP alleges that they spent $300 million celebrating the 51st birthday. Although, personally, I don't think Nigeria has anything to celebrate, and we know that the world governance have come out and even said, you know, what are you celebrating? 51 years, you've achieved what? They did a TV broadcast, which I think was quite interesting, from IMO State, and it's cost 18 million naira. So when you understand what Radio Brass is doing with the cost with regards to media costs, you can understand, you know, we're struggling to meet some of these costs. If you consider that it cost them 18 million, yes, to do this TV broadcast in IMO, and they're going to do it in six states. So obviously it's going to make a huge bill, and you know, and they've got all the expenses and governors going forward in these six things. So really, even though PDP alleges it, the truth is that you know Nigeria spends stupid money on silly things. They spend money on celebrating 51 years, and yet really, what have they got to celebrate? Most of these people, you know, most of the people there are hungry. They're looking for jobs. The crime rate is sky high because, you know, idle hands, devils making work for the idle hands there. So you've got kidnapping and everybody's trying to find the money, scratching around. I know kids go out and hawk on the streets selling, you know, trying to sell instead of being in school. So what really has the governor got to celebrate, and why are they spending all this kind of money? Why has all these governors got gold phones? That was the other thing that amazed me the other day. It's ridiculous. The national conference, we talked about this so much over the last few days, and I know on the Facebook and all the forums, it's been the talk, you know, what of this national conference? And we've all aired opinions and everything. My extreme worry is that because we've made so much waves, because we've done so much towards this, you know, we've put in a de facto government. Even now, I think Barrister Mecca put up a notice that tribunals now will be dealt with, Brafon tribunals for Brafon people, will be dealt with by Emeka's office, or in fact Bilia's office, I should say, in Owerri, and that you can take your tribunals to there because as Brafon people, you are registered under your government of Brafon and not, you know, and not directly under Nigeria. So all these movements, they're big, massive movements. With Radio Brass coming up, you can see all the countries, you see all the pictures going up on Facebook. All the countries of Brassens in diaspora are gathering up, they're supporting now, you know, they're trying to help fund all these movements that we're trying to make. And they know we're making waves. So the big, you know, and after all these years, they've allowed this national conference. And I think that my biggest fear is that they will try and push you back into another treaty. If they have some sort of national conference, some sort of treaty, before January, you know, this is what they're aiming for. So then they lock you back in again. So really, you know, having studied it and studied all the, you know, of all the people that's involved in it, you know, I think it's not wise to go with that because we have made such a big step forward. And it's time now that we really must focus. We must focus, as Ucha says, our collective interests. It's just not just Igbo. There's all Barafans of many tribes. And we must focus on the one goal, and that is Barafa, and concentrate with God himself to say, you know, this is my goal, and not be distracted by all these things that are going to go on, because they're going to start to rain everything else, because we are making waves worldwide. We're not making waves in Nigeria where they can just cover it up anymore. We started making waves in all these countries, you know. We're protesting with different governments in different areas. We've now got all these bodies coming up in all these countries, and it's causing a storm. You know, the storm is brewing for them. You know, and also you talked of your hero, Ojukwu. I can't pronounce it very well, but your hero, Ojukwu, is that right? Ocha, are you with me?
Yes, I am, of course.
Yeah, how to pronounce your name, please? Your hero, Ojukwu, is that how I pronounce it, right or wrong?
Yeah, you're right. Ojukwu, you get that
one. Oh, very
right.
Good, because I know I had everybody rolling in their seats the other day with my reading the news. I had so many comments about every African fell off their seat laughing at me. So do forgive me, but I've got it right, so it's amazing. But your hero, You know, I think he never stopped fighting that war. He did what he did. He did whatever he did. He came back for his people and he stayed with you. Because if you look at the history, Boko Haram wasn't in Igbo land when he was there. The people that have turned around in the top of Masov hadn't turned around. He would have never brought Al-Mustafa onto your sacred land. All of these things now, you know, Igbos killing Igbos. None of this was happening before when he was alive. And as he's passed away now, they think the doorway's open. And they think that, you know, there's nobody left really with any strong sense to stop us. And then they're going ahead and trying to bring into Islamic laws and all these things across the state. It's time, you know, we say it all the time, you know, contact your groups, keep making waves, because we really are doing this. When you sit back and you think, hold on, and then you see how many people are, you know, have come forward in diaspora, all these groups, what we've managed to achieve in this little time. I know Radio Brassa started in 2009, but really they were only sort of airing, I think, Uchi will have to confirm with me, I think beginning of this year, I think, worldwide on internet, before they were shortwave, I believe, at some point.
Biafra.
You've made phenomenal steps forward.
There has been efforts for Biafra restoration before this time.
Yeah, that's true, yes. But you've been working behind the scenes.
Yeah, and there was, of course, there was Voice of Biafra International before Radio Biafra came into existence. Voice of Biafra International was being sponsored by Biafra Foundation, our brothers in the United States of America, and forever we give them that recognition.
Amazing.
But Radio Biafra, Biafra came in 2009, and not until 2012 we started making a more positive impact, in the sense that we have turned the world a global village for our people, for Biafrans. And that is why now, in the four corners of the earth, you can hear and listen to Radio Biafra and connect to your people. That is the spirit in Biafra. That is the spirit of Biafra. That is how to go. Continue, Carol.
I lost my train of thought there. You've come so far forward. That's what I was saying. You have come so far forward in this, you know, late stage now, because I know that the treaty is out. Well, if there is any treaty, if any treaty exists, because we're still having trouble getting copies of it. But if any treaty exists, it expires January 2014. So, you know, I think we've thrown all the weight behind it. I know you did all the back work before there's Bilia and the Council of Elders, and there was so much to do to establish, you know, yourselves as a country over the past few years. And the Americans, as you say, did a lot of work towards this as well, being the first ones that came out. But certainly this past year, you know, we've pushed so hard to get to this point, you know, to get to a point where there's media coming in, involved, and et cetera. This is why now it's October. We have till January to really make a point. When everybody tells me, oh, you know, I've got to go to work, or, oh, yeah, I'll do it tomorrow. No. Let me tell you, there is no time left. If you're online now and you haven't found your Facebook group, because I know that there's groups for every country nearly out there. I think we're over 42 now countries worldwide. There's Brafin groups for your states in Nigeria as well. So certainly if you're sitting on the line now, you can even just skip over to that and add yourself in there and, you know, and start building it up. Show your intention and contact the person that's on those groups in each country, whether it's Namdi in Austria or whoever. I can't think of all the names of all the coordinators. There's so many
now. Yes, the coordinators know their names.
You get the point.
Yeah, the coordinators know their names. What
that's
Carol
right.
What
I'm saying is, in each Facebook page for that group, whether it's Brafins in Holland or Brafins in Austria or Brafins in USA, that's Clifford, whoever it is, Brafins in UK is Thomas, they're on that page. Find them, contact them, get to a group meeting, sponsor Brafra. Let's get this moving, because we have till January, and I'm really pushing for everybody to come forward. We have made such massive waves that they are reacting to us. And we can't relent on that at this moment in time. We really must go steaming forward, everyone. Okay, back to you, Richard.
Thank you, Carol. That is a wonderful, wonderful analysis. And like we have always said, you are even more Biafran than Biafrans themselves. For that, we remain grateful for your steadfastness, for your doggedness, for your enterprising spirit, for the love you have for Biafra and Biafran people. May God continue to bless your family. But do not go away. Stay behind. Stay by the side, please. we have to announce and recap on what we are discussing today. If you are listening, if you are just tuning in, this is Radio Biafra, live broadcast from London. And I am Uche Mefo from the studios here in London, reaching you wherever you are at the four ends of the earth. And we are reporting today that the Arewa Consultative Forum has tackled Ohanaeze Ndigbo for daring to say that the national conference will be based on equal representation. Equal representation of six states per each region. It is very unfortunate that at the time when Nigeria is crumbling, Ohanaeze Ndigbo is there, still making representation for more states in Nigeria. A state that we don't know whether we will see or not. A state that may not come to be. Other regions are making preparations for the eventual collapse and dismemberment of Nigeria. But Ohanaeze Ndigbo, representing the Igbo interest, in quote, are there vying for their own personal and other selfish interests. What we want to tell Ohanaeze Ndigbo is that even their enemies know them more than they know themselves. The owners of Nigeria, the Arewa Consultative Forum, who are controlling everything in Nigeria, have told them, Ohanaeze Ndigbo, to stop thinking along that line, because it's not possible. In essence, what they are telling Ohanaeze Ndigbo and the Igbo Biafrans in Nigeria is that although we say that we are equal, the Arewa Consultative Forum is more equal than others. They are the best among equal, because in every sense of the word, they do not have anything to produce. They do not contribute to anything in terms of revenue to Nigeria's economy. But they have their numbers, helped by their cattle and sheep and trees in arid land, in desert. And they are controlling you. They tell you what to do. They laid pipe from Sokoto to Maiduguri to Kafanja to Lagos, and they are sucking the crude oil resources. They are sucking it every passing minute, every passing day, and they are ruling you. They are controlling you. They tell you what you need to do. They tell you how to spend your money. They tell you how to run your God-given resources where they do not have one. As a matter of fact, these people think further than you can think of. They think faster than you, because there was a rumor about 2-3 weeks ago which was reported in the newspaper that the most notorious criminal on earth, the most notorious fraudster, General Ibrahim Babangida, went to the Sokoto State House to inaugurate what may be called the presidential villa for the Arewas. And it was disguised in so many ways, and nobody knows what they are doing. They know what they are doing. They are preparing for eventual breakup of Nigeria, so that the Sokoto Caliphate will lead or house or be the headquarters of the Arewa Republic. They are planning on so many fronts. They have different plans. They have option A and option B. One is to continue to run Nigeria the way it is. One is to continue to kill us, to subject us to all sorts of hardship and disgrace, to continue to run Nigeria the way it is, so that they will be gaining with their numerical numbers, with their numerical strength. But if that one fails, assuming the 2014 amalgamation came to an end or comes to an end, and there is no headway for Nigeria, they will easily go back to Sokoto Caliphate, because the presidential villa is already there. The seat of government is already prepared. People should read behind the news. You can go online and Google about Babangida's, Ibrahim Babangida's inauguration. Or rather, the opening of presidential villa in Sokoto State House. It was widely reported and disguised, but this is a potential indication that the Arewa Republic is well on course, if and only if they cannot get their way. We ask the Biafrans, where are you? We ask Johannes and the Igbo that claim to be representing the Igbos, what are you doing? What kind of human beings are you people? You claim to be our elders, but you are disgracing us without any apology. The Igbos, the Biafrans, must stand up. They must wake up, because if they go, just like the presidency, Nigerian government is planning, they are planning to handpick a number of willing accomplices from Igbo land, from Biafra land, for them to extend, to go and extend the amalgamation document, for them to say that yes, other ethnic nationalities have met together, and therefore Nigeria's lifespan will be expanded. We are giving this warning. We are telling Biafrans to stand up, to be awake, because these people are going to sell us again. But if we are strong enough, they will be banished from Igbo land after signing that agreement or after participating in that jamboree. From there, they will go on exile. If Biafrans come together to defend their interest, if the Igbos stand up to call evil by its name and to fight the evil itself, Ohanes and the Igbo should consult widely the owners of the land, the Biafra land. Nobody forsake, nobody has sent Ohanes and the Igbo to go and represent the Igbos in Nigeria. We are not interested. We are only interested in Biafra, and on Biafra we stand. There is no going back. There is no prevarication. There is no exit. And there is no surrender. We are also reporting that there was another aircraft tragedy. There was another air crash, air mishap in Nigerian airspace, killing about 11 people, including the casket of a former governor, which was in the aircraft. We are saying this because Nigeria has killed so many people. Nigeria has nothing good to offer to anybody. Nigeria's airspace is as dangerous as anything you can think of. The National Airport Authority and all other bodies in charge of aviation, National Aviation Authority, or what they call them, or Federal Aviation Authority. These people are not doing anything. They are just there lining their pockets, looking for what to do to enrich themselves and their families, and not the safety of the passengers, and not the safety of the of those travelers who use Nigeria's airspace. There are a catalog of air mishaps in Nigeria, and after each one, Nigerian government will set up commission of inquiry and nothing will happen. That points to the fact that everybody is recognizing the fact that Nigeria is no longer a country to be hoped for or to be looked up to, because it's collapsing by every passing day. We are now inviting callers wherever they are. If you want to call in to contribute to this program, the live broadcast of Radio Biafra, you call us on Skype, because that is the only outlet we have at the moment. On Skype, can you call us back, please? The call on Skype, can you call us back? Hello, the call on Skype, can you tell us your name and where you're calling from, please? The caller on Skype, can you tell us where you're calling from and your name, please?
I'm calling from East Midland.
East Midland. What's your name, please?
Nemeke Ebrebike.
Nemeke, you're welcome to the program. This is Radio Biafra Live program, broadcast from the studios of London here.
Yeah, thank you, Uche. Thank you so much for your effort and your endeavor. It was this restoration of Biafra. To be honest, I can't thank you enough anyway, to be honest. But I say you should continue with what you're doing. And a lot of people are in support, and their heart goes for the Biafra. And as we, all of us together, we will eventually achieve what we're looking for in no distance time. What I'm trying to comment here is this: the issue of Ohaneze and Co trying to go for national conference. There's nothing like national conference, to be honest. If they're going for the national conference, they're going for themselves. But the only task we are looking for towards Radio Biafra, consultative forum, and the editorial board, is to make sure they show us, or they highlight, or they publish all the names of people who are responsible, or who are alleged to be representing the Biafrans in this conference. We need to know their names. It's very, very important for us, because if we know their names, we know what we're going to do with their names. But we are not going to.
Sorry, can I just interrupt you there? You said people representing Biafra in the conference. We are not.
I said the people alleged.
Okay. Yes, alleged. I understand you.
Those who are alleged to be representing Biafra in this conference, we need to, their names to be published, because if they go there and mess up out the struggle, then they, as you mentioned, they either go on exile, but I doubt, because there's nowhere they're going, because we are all over anywhere. So it's better for them to listen to this program and listen to our message that we do not want any conference, sovereign or non-sovereign. We are going for our own state of Biafra. Full stop. It is full stop. Nothing is stopping us. They are going there for themselves. So it is either they listen to this program or listen to what people are shouting. If you go on Facebook, every single person, every single person on Facebook do not want to stay with Nigeria. So what the hell are they going there for? Every single person from Biafra do not support Nigeria, do not want to stay any longer in Nigeria. So what the hell are they doing for? Are they going for? I don't understand anyway, to be honest. But what I'm saying is this. We need the names of all these people published as soon as they mess up by going to that conference or going to that sovereign national conference. We need their names published, and then we start it from there. I think we have to start sanitizing ourselves from back from home, and then from home we go outside. Unless they want to retreat and listen to the call and tell Nigeria the day of that conference that, look, my people say they don't want to stay with Nigeria any longer. They want to stay for themselves, and they want to stay on their own. So I think that's my message for today. I don't have anything much to say about. But what I want to convey with this means is to tell these people that we are not ready for any conference. We do not want any conference. We are not ready for any sovereign whatever. What sovereign are we? They are mentioning. I read on the article published by Radio Biafra, they said they're agitating for an additional state. Is it today that they divided those regions by south and west and the whatever they call themselves? And then we for quite a long time we were lacking one state and nobody listened to them. So is it now that the Nigerian government will give them a state? A nation. We are predominantly Biafrans and 99% importers and exporters, entrepreneurs and businessmen and women. Yet we do not have any functional, even effective seaport. And they are talking about mentioning state.
Yes, of course.
International airport. Which international airport we have? None. They cited one in Cross River State, solely for the so-called Dangote.
And they said now that Enugu is now international airport. Okay. We are yet to see. Yeah, it's operational, but we are yet to see whether it's effective. But this is a political move.
Yeah,
this is a political move. We are not naive.
It's high time that we send a message to these people that this zoo that we know all these tricks. Nobody's a child. Sometimes we so much confide and believe in most of these our elected or so-called allies from south and south east, the Biafran region. We think most of us here on Radio Biafra or even consultative forums and across the globe, we know more than most of them. But because they are there, we think they know better. They don't know better. So they better listen to us and know what they are doing with themselves. This is the message. Yes. All of us, we agree on this. So they cannot hurt any one of us. As soon as they hurt one, they will hurt everybody.
Yes, just hang on. You know, there are some things we need to explain to our people. You know that we are in court. Biafra is in court. Therefore, automatically, Biafra is in court, agitating, pleading in legal terms, telling Nigerian government, Nigerian court, to declare that we have the right to self-determination and that we Biafrans want to go. There is no middle ground. There is no conferencing. There is nothing we are going to participate in. The only thing Biafra will come on a negotiating table is to discuss on how to finally divide our assets, because our people have different investments in different parts of the zoo called Nigeria. The only way we can come to negotiating table is to talk with Nigeria about how Biafra and Biafrans living in Nigerian territory will eventually get to be treated like human beings. Because eventually, there may be people who will not want to come down to Biafra and they will want to live in foreign country. They may live in Odidwa Republic.
They may live in
Arewa Republic. We will oblige them that. But we must make sure that our business and economic interests are protected in other parts of the zoo called Nigeria. So there is no talking about conference.
If you want me to cut in. In fact, Nigeria as a zoo, as a nation, as a state, as whatever they call themselves, our contraption, Nigeria is owing the Biafrans a lot of money. Do you know why they are owing a lot of money? Nigeria, we don't have no functional seaport. All of our money has been used to build them in a faraway north and south and west. We don't have no cargo airport. We don't have nothing. Not even a functional. The Niger Bridge is a spring bridge. Spring. Just a normal river. A village river bridge to compare to what they call bridge. So now I had the second Niger Bridge will be constructed based on whatever fund that will come from the southeast or from the south.
I think they said it's public private partnership,
the federal government won't even fund it completely 100%. These people are cheating us. They are owing us a lot of money, billions and billions of billions in pounds. In fact, we are going for Biafra, and we Nigeria have to pay us on top of that.
Yes, that is part of the prayers and calls.
They need to pay us. Not only we are not separating only. There are money, a good reasonable amount of money. We go with it. We can't just separate or just empty handed. No. So
yes,
let them know
that
they don't know where they're going to.
Yes.
It's high time that we send this message to all of these people. Anyway, it's already late for them. But they know that we have Biafra is already at hand, so there's no going back for it. As what my message is today is this. As soon as these people fail us, the people who so-called if they fail us, please publish their names so all the Biafran consultative forums across the globe to know who they are and their relatives, we know wherever they are.
My brother, I bring you back. There is no discussion of Ohanaeze failing us. They are not going to represent us in the first place. The right step to take is to tell Ohanaeze not to go there and represent us in the first place. They should not appear there to start with. We are talking about outright independence. The National Conference is how to bring Nigerians together, how to bring every ethnic nationality to be in Nigeria. That is what the National Conference is all about. But we are on a different track altogether. We are not interested. We don't want to continue to be in Nigeria. Going to that conference means that we have abandoned the Biafran struggle, which is our God's own given right. Are you still there with me? Hello? Hello? It appears it's no more online. Hello? The caller on Skype, hello? Let us go to Carol and see if she's there. It appears we're having a bit of a problem here. The caller on Skype, hello. The caller on Skype, hello. Anyway, we continue with what we are talking about. It is very important that our people understand the need for the Biafrans to continue to agitate for Biafra restoration. There is no point representing or making any representation to Nigerian government, because that means that automatically we have abandoned the Biafran struggle. which is going to be suicidal. So Ohanaeze and Igbo are on their own. Right from time, they have not been representing the interests of the Igbos. If you go down memory lane, you will count the number of times Ohanaeze came together and issued at least a strong statement condemning the killings of our people. Ohanaeze is not interested in the interest of the Igbos, the collective interest of the Igbos. They are not interested in fighting for the restoration of our values, which have been wrongfully robbed from us by the Nigerian agents, by the Nigerian government. So we must understand that Biafra is the right decision to take, agitating for the restoration of a country that was, which is the Republic of Biafra, is the right step to take, because we are with God, and he who is with God is with majority. You can see what is happening around the world. Radio Biafra is on an important mission to unite the Biafrans around this truth, the truth that is Biafra, the truth that is freedom for all Biafrans, the truth that is justice and equality. That is what Radio Biafra is doing. That the world may know that we were not all consumed by the war, the genocidal war of aggression orchestrated against the Biafran people by the Nigerian government. That the world may know that we are still alive, and that even though we were defeated militarily, that there is still a people. There are still a people in a country that was called Biafra, and that these people are desirous of going to their homeland, and that they want to exercise their right to self-determination without any reservation, without any fear or favor, because that is an inalienable right. That what we are doing is not a crime, but the exercise of our freedom, which is guaranteed by the United Nations Declaration for Indigenous People 2007. Not only that, the African Union has adopted this treaty or the declaration, and the Nigerian government by implication, and indeed in practice and in reality, has domesticated that particular provision of the international law requirement for self-determination of a people. That law, that declaration, has been transposed into the Nigerian domestic law. And so I do not see any reason why Biafran should be afraid to claim their right. I don't know why they should be afraid to claim what belongs to them. Their right to existence, their right to self-determination, their right to freedom. Let us see if Carol is still there. Carol, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Ucha.
Can you please give us a perspective on this?
Hello, Ucha. Yes, I was listening to the conversations from the Skype callers, and I totally agree with Nemeka that called in. He said, you know, full stop. There's no, we don't want the national conference, and I totally agree with him. Full stop. We shouldn't go forward with this national conference. I'm also getting messages, Skype messages, and Facebook messages from members. One in particular saying that Ohanaeze, you know, we should do what we can to stop Ohanaeze going to this meeting. You know, because we don't want to be part of it, so really we've got no confidence to discuss if we you know, it's only Biafra that we want. The person that actually takes me was, name is Anthony, and he asks that we do not allow our Hanzo to represent us in any way, and because we only want Biafra and Biafra freedom. We stand for nothing more, nothing less than just Biafra. So that's all I have to say at the moment, Richard.
Yes, thank you, Carol, for that update. Yes, of course, the enemies of Biafra have been given unrestricted access to Biafra land. And there is no way that is acceptable, because they have come through the back door, through the unscrupulous elements that we have in our land. But in due time, when the time comes, every man must render the account of his stewardship. It is left for us, dear friends, at the moment, to come together to a higher purpose, to call ourselves to a higher purpose, to cherish once again our values. Our value of Ezekwu Bundo, our value of truth is life. And it is only truth that will set us free. A value that will embolden us to stand against every source of injustice. A value that will stand us in good stead to challenge criminals and all workers of iniquity in our land, to stand up to them and to tell them that what they are doing is wrong, to tell them that there is no place for treachery, there is no place for backstabbing Biafrans, there is no place for criminality in our land. We must stand up and be bold enough to do this. Not only telling them that we must move ahead to take practical steps to implementing all this. And that is what Radio Biafra is doing at the moment. Radio Biafra is arousing the consciousness of our people, going from one country to the other, uniting Biafrans wherever they are, that we must come together, that the time has come once again for us to put Biafra on the world stage, that the world may know that we are still alive. There is no way we can run away from this. This is a task, this is a responsibility for every Biafran. If we don't do it, posterity will be on the wrong side of history, and posterity will remember us for all the bad things in this world. More importantly, if we abandon this cause, it then means that we are playing with the memories of millions of heroes and heroines that paid the ultimate price that we may live. That is the only reason why we must continue to fight for this cause. That what our heroes and heroines fought for will not come to naught, and that their effort will not be in vain. But already, even if we don't do it, their spirit, the blood of innocent Biafrans shed by the Nigerian government under the control of Hausa, Fulani Yoruba oligarchy, is crying for vengeance. And it shouldn't surprise you about the events, the unfolding events, the ominous sign in the horizon for Nigeria, that the zoo is crumbling by every passing minute, by every passing day. And all they are doing is to make last minute effort to know where they can get corrupt and dirty-minded individuals to come together to extend a dead amalgamation document, to extend the lifespan of Nigeria, Of course, Nigeria, as we all know, was built on fraudulent foundation. The foundation is so fragile that the center can no longer hold. That the owners of Nigeria are also even against themselves. This is a lesson for everyone that Nigeria has gone beyond redemption. For those who are thinking that Nigeria is going to be redeemed are still in dreamland. Even the world bodies, the international community, the countries of the world, established democracies of the world, have recognized the fact that Nigeria is coming to an end. And every country is distancing herself from anything that will commit them to future engagement with Nigeria. That is why Nigerians, anywhere they are in the world, they are being hunted. The Nigerian government is racing against time. But it is too late for them, because with the amount of humiliation, with the amount of disgrace that the world bodies, the states, the international community are meting on Nigerians, the kind of treatment they are extending to Nigerians is unprecedented. They know that Nigeria is a fraud. Nigeria is a fake country. They know that the time is up. That is why Biafrans must, at this particular time, at this auspicious moment in time, stand up and declare their Biafranness. Nigerians are deported from different countries of the world, minute by minute, day by day, month by month, because they know that Nigerians are fraudsters. Because they know that Nigerians have crooked minds, and that the earlier they are extricated and quarantined like a disease, like leprosy, like HIV/AIDS that can kill and destroy everything it comes in contact with, the better for them, the better for their national security. And it is only reasonable that Biafrans recognize what is happening now. Declare your Biafranness now that you may live. Declare your Biafranness now that Biafra will remember you. There are so many of us, a number of us, who believe in Biafra. And Biafra has not disappointed us. Biafra has not disappointed anybody. But you must summon up courage. If you must go to Biafra, if you must fight for Biafra, your hands must be clean. For he who goes to Ekwuti must go with clean hands. If you go to Biafra with dirty hands, if you go to Biafra with dirty mind, Biafra will strip you naked without fear or favor. That is why the country Biafra is ordained by God. That is why Biafra is a holy land. And anybody that wants to disgrace and betray Biafran interest must pay for it. Fellow Biafrans, wherever you are in the world, you are welcome to this program. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast of the 4th of October 2013, live from London. And my name is Uchemefo, your sincerely, bringing you the message of hope and redemption, bringing you the message that will take us to a higher purpose, arousing our consciousness that we may know that we have great potentials, and that we are people of God, and that until we recognize and live our faith in God, demonstrate that we have faith in God, God will not abandon us. We have been praying for decades, believing in God, doing well in our individual and personal businesses, but we have not done well for ourselves collectively as a group, as a people, as a race. It is now for us to demonstrate that faith in God, that Biafra may live, that Biafrans may have their freedom, that Biafrans may achieve and restore their one and only country that was in existence, but only robbed us by the unscrupulous elements in the contraption called Nigeria. Biafra, as we all know, remains a thorn in the conscience of the international community. But the international community cannot support Biafra this time around unless we come out and declare whom we are. We must stand up and say we are Biafrans and we want freedom. That is why you must prepare. You must get ready. Biafrans who are in different parts of the world, that you will have to go and lobby your home government. Tell your home government that you are a Biafran and that you don't have anything to do with Nigeria. Because Nigeria corrupts anything it comes in contact with. Nigeria destroys everything that it comes in contact with. Nigeria brings bad name to good people of God. So if you don't extricate yourself, if you don't distance yourself, if you don't dissociate yourself from the zoo called Nigeria, then your future is not guaranteed. Your freedom is in jeopardy, as it's always been. There is no going back. The destination is Biafra. If you are listening now, this is Radio Biafra, and we are reaching you from the studios of Radio Biafra here in London. The caller on Skype, hello. The caller on Skype, hello. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Elisha Michael from Malaysia.
Elisha Michael, Mokoma, Gabaniru.
Okay, thank you very much. I really want to use this media to really talk to our people. You know, most of us here in Malaysia knows that most, in fact, let me not say most of the country, that all the country are trying to distance themselves from Nigeria as a nation. Nobody wants to do anything with Nigeria anymore. And we know that we are not Nigerian, we are Biafran. This is the right time we have to also distance ourselves from Nigeria. Nigeria is a creature by man. It is an entity created by man, which was given expiration, you know, date, a lifespan of 100 years. For you to see what is happening in Nigeria, you will find out that the experiment was perfect. Frederick Luger gave us 100 years, and at this point, we are getting to 100 years. The entity is just dissolving by itself. And I can tell you, the people that is holding this Nigeria is still the corrupt and compromised evil politicians who has been compromised, and they have decided to sell the destiny of their race. The Hausa people, they are really agitating for their own Islamic state. The Yoruba people are in between, waiting also for the Nigerian component to just fall apart. The Hausa, which we say they are marginalizing us, they want the Islamic Republic of the Northern Nigeria. and the Igbo people. I just want you to check. For the past 2 months, even the people from the north have been saying that Nigeria will disintegrate, right from Abraham Badamasi Babangida. But none of the Igbo politicians have ever said such thing. Instead, they are still talking about unity of Nigeria. So as a concerned citizen of Biafra, I want to call on all the Igbo people. This is the time you have to start preaching against the unity of this nation that has been, that even the CIA has predicted the disintegration of Nigeria come 2015, since 2012. This is the time we have to work towards this disintegration. As our able director Nnamdi Kanu used to say, that we cannot afford to fail our American brothers and sisters. So we have to come out, let the world know. Even on the internet, in your Facebook, write, say no to the Sovereign National Conference. Whether Sovereign National Conference or National Dialogue, however they want to manipulate even the name, say no to it, that what Nigeria needs is an outright disintegration. Arua people should go and govern themselves. The Oduduwa people should go. The Biafra should go. Even if the Niger Delta wants to go, they should also go. Let we live in peace. Our politician has deceived us a lot. I was reading through the speech of the senior president, David Mack. He was even saying that he even pitied the Nigerians, that the ordinary people have had enough patience. The sense in that statement is that there should have been a revolution by these masses, but we have kept quiet. David Mack said it in his speech, I think 3 days before the independence. So I'm calling on people. My dear first brother, even here in Malaysia, you should try and go and seek for visa, for you to know no country in this world want to give Nigerian visa. Here in Malaysia, if you want to apply for a visa to South Africa, you have to pay $2,000 bond. If you want to apply to Philippines visa, once you are in Nigeria, they have to move your file, your document to Manila, the capital of Philippines, to scrutinize before they know if they can give you the visa. Even the small country like the Cambodia, the Bangladesh, we talk bad about them, that they are not developed and that. You can never even go there and tell them you want to get Bangladesh or Cambodia visa. Nobody listens to you. Nigerians can never get visa to anywhere. The UK people, our colonial master, the people we should have free access to their country, people that colonize us, people that has treaded on the blood of 3.5 million people that died during Nigerian Biafran War just because of oil to develop their own country. The people that brought Christianity to us, they are giving us £3,000 bond from November. Please, it is high time the sleeping Igbos should wake up. Coming to the issue of the northern youth, whatsoever they are talking about against the proposal of the Ohanaeze people for the representative, the northerner has deceived us a lot. Last time it was a falsification of population that Odumoyo will talk about, and they seek to sack him. It is still the same number of people. They still want to, you know, manipulate the system to represent the people. Nigeria is a country that have different kind of people, different tribe. I think they should be represented even down to every local government, not just from a different region or a different ethnicity. They should go down to villages and pick representatives to every local government that will represent the people. That is what they should have done if they want us to believe that this is a national dialogue. They call it national dialogue. It should be a national dialogue. So everybody should be involved. It will be a kind of dialogue that will affect the ordinary masses. The voice of the ordinary masses should be heard. Let them go down to every local government and pick people from the local government that even people that represent me, the same way I came from Iberia, they should go to bend the local government and pick somebody that will speak my mind.
My brother, let me come in here. I will let you continue. Let me come in here. You know, when you're talking about going to the grassroots local areas to pick people, I don't think we need it as Biafrans because it is too late. The time when this issue would have been rectified, the time when this issue would have been laid to rest, was at Abore Accord, when the People's General presented a comprehensive demand on the way forward, and to which the most notorious criminal and arch murderer of Biafrans, General Yakubu Gowon, agreed to, and when he came back to Nigeria, reneged him. So the time has passed. It is too late for Nigeria. But I also want to point out here that you are even talking about the Arewa Consultative Forum, I mean the Hausa Fulanis. They have option B now. If they fail, if Nigeria fails, they will go to Arewa Republic. People should understand that there is an important ceremony performed by General Ibrahim Babangida last month in Sokoto, the Sokoto State House. He went there and inaugurated a potential presidential villa for the north, for the northern part of Nigeria, for the Arewa Consultative Forum. And people are still taking this as a non-issue. These people are thinking very much ahead of us. They are not playing. If Nigeria fails, if they don't get what they are looking for in Nigeria with their numerical strength, come 2014-2015, they have another option, option B. The Sokoto Caliphate is going to host or be the headquarters of Arewa Republic. The man himself, the Maradona himself, IBB, went personally to inaugurate that magnificent edifice under the watchful and ceremonial attention of the entire Sokoto Caliphate and the governor of Sokoto State. And our people are still dreaming. Ohadeze is still talking about 6 states for each region. They want more states. Is this not a sign of people at the brink of extinction? Is it not a justification of the saying that he who the God wants to destroy, he first make them mad? You may continue. I just wanted to point this out.
Yeah, you have said it all. I am not saying that we need this sovereign national conference. I say if actually this is what we want, the option I gave should have been the best. But what I'm saying today that we don't need any national dialogue or any national conference. What we need in Nigeria is outright disintegration. The Hausa people has planned their own region. All they are doing is the more you look, the less you see. They are trying to see if they can still deceive us to still come together under the Nigerian unity. Whether Nigeria is disintegrating or not, I think 2 days ago they said it, that they are not scared of the disintegration of Nigeria. But no single person from the eastern region, from the Biafra region, have ever mentioned such. So this moment, I call on all the people of Biafra everywhere in the world to say no to sovereign national conference. All we are saying, we need Biafra. Biafra is all we need. Without Biafra, the Igbo race, the Biafran race, will go off this planet Earth. I call upon you people, shun this national conference. Ohanaeze, I know you guys are listening, you people are listening, the leadership of Ohanaeze is listening. Ohanaeze is not the mouthpiece of the Igbos or the Biafran region as long as we are consigning these ways. I am telling the world, the United Nations, the European Union, the whole world in general, that the Biafran people have their own de facto government, which is the Council of the Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra. If they want to hear from the Biafran people, they should contact our elders. The Ohanaeze is not for the masses, the Igbo people. They are the political associates to the Nigerian government. The Ohanaeze can never speak for the Igbo. I want the world to hear us, so that when Ohanaeze will talk, they will know that Ohanaeze is not speaking the mind of the Igbo people. Once again, one more time, I want to call on our brothers, wherever you may be, our sisters, everywhere, that we still need your contribution towards the purchase of this transmitter. The Biafran people have a lot of projects. The Radio Biafra have a lot of projects. We should not shun, even Nnamdi Kanu is not in the studio, we should not shun the contribution. Wherever you are, we still want you to contribute your widow's mind, whatever you can contribute, whether the £1,000 or whatever, we still need it. Don't relax in this effort. We need your finances to carry out every project we have to the good of the Biafran people. Lastly, I say, God bless all the Biafrans everywhere in the world, and God bless Biafran, my nation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well said, well said. Of course, we must understand that the issue of the transmitter has been said time without numbers, and that a number of people are thinking that there is something special about it. That is why we do not dwell so much on the transmitter. We only want people who are dedicated, people who are interested in Biafra, people who know what Biafra stands for, to come forward and pay off what is remaining. Last time, the director of Radio Biafra intimated and informed Biafrans all over the world that the remaining money to pay off, the balance to pay off the transmitter was £7,000, I think. And after that, as far as I know, somebody paid the money. Somebody paid up to £1,000. And the remaining money is still there. The transmitter is still there. The transmitter has not been purchased. If we are serious about Biafra, people should come forward. We only need a few people, 6 people or thereabout, who will pay £1,000 each in order that this media campaign, the campaign to install our transmitter will be a reality. We do not want to continue to talk on this every time, because everybody should know the importance of the media. If not for anything, you have to take stock of what Radio Biafra has been able to accomplish within the past few months. Uniting Biafrans wherever they are, making the world a global village for Biafrans. Imagine what will happen when we get our transmitter and install it in sub-Saharan Africa. Imagine what will happen to the zoo. Imagine what will happen to our people. You will understand that our people will be listening and getting informed, getting educated, getting enlightened about the developments concerning their lives in the zoo called Nigeria, and that the world may take notice. Let us go to Carol and see if she's still there. Carol, are you there with me? Are you still there?
Yes, I am here, Ucha.
Please, can you give us a perspective on all we have been
saying? Hello, yes, I'm there. I'm actually getting lots of messages after the Hausman man that rang in. Unfortunately, I think that the problem with his call was that he seemed to think that that there is, how did he put it, the equals, that you are some are more equal in Nigeria than others, and I don't understand that concept. If you're equal, you're equal.
Carol, what it means is that there are owners of the land, owners of the zoo, and there are slaves.
The owners of
Nigeria are the Hausa Fulanis. And to some extent,
that's right. Okay, I'm coming to you. Yes, Uche, that was my understanding, and I'm kind of muddled with my words, but that is exactly what I mean. You've got it. They are saying that they are more equal in a democratic state because they are the majority, and they're going to keep you dominated. The man said that they have the North, and maybe they just want the North to come out. I will tell you now, the North has Sharia law. They have the right to stand out. The same as we are trying here to come out of Biafra, the North actually is ready to come out. It has its states, it has its own law, it has the finance to do it. They actually could really, theoretically, just stand out away from Nigeria as a North, as an Islamic state. However, why would they do that when they have their slavery down here? They are the majority, and they're going to keep dominating you. You know, we are seeking for our freedom, for our justice, for our independence away from this. The houses will not stand out in the North yet. There's too much at stake. They already tried coming in on through. They started coming up through Delta and rivers. The herders started attacking down. Through into your Igbo villages. What they do now is then they say you can send your children to school, primary school. I'm not even talking secondary or university. I'm talking primary schools now. They're hitting, you know, the younger ones where they're saying, you know, you can have free education, you know, and this is not even in the northern states. I'm talking Middlebelt here where you can have free education if you convert to Islam. So they're hitting you all. They're coming after you all. Regardless, they don't want to stand out. They don't want to take the North and stand out. They want the whole of Nigeria, and they will end up running it because they've already brought their laws into the Nigeria Convention, and it was not stopped. You know, when they had the majority of the vote, they had the majority of the vote such though that even though you have a supposedly Catholic, I think he's Catholic, good luck Jonathan, in power, they still managed to bring in a law where an 85-year-old man can marry a 6-year-old child. If they can bring this law in under their, you know, they put their law, their Sharia law to the state, and there was enough governors for them to hold that power. So they are creeping in. They are going to take over the whole lot. And that means every Brafman will be under that power unless we unite, which we are doing. And if we keep going, and yes, we boycott this conference, we're not going to that. We're not interested in that. We boycott anything, any other election or any other vote that they want to know about. Not interested. We have one goal, one aim, and that is Biafra. We will get this transmitter. We'll get the money because we're nearly there. It's only a few thousand. I'm sure there's a few, but, you know, we've come this far. God has brought us this far. He's making us join our hands little by little. Not one government, not one big man with his big money has come along and bought this. We haven't allowed it. We've asked everybody to put in their little money here, a thousand here from some people. You know, a woman yesterday, a white woman, says, give me $20. Everything little bit, goes into the pot. You know, it goes into the treasury, which is now held, I believe, in Australia. And, you know, and it's building up. And we're nearly there. We're only a few thousands away from actually finishing the transmitter. We have Biafran engineers waiting, you know, to be there to put up the mast and the equipment. We know what we're doing. They can't get our transmitter. We covered the security on that. You know, it will light a fire under this country. We cannot stop now, people. We're really driving because the houses will just rule you all. They'll dominate you. As Ucha said, this is modern day slavery. We have to be literally runaway slaves and come out of this. Literally stand out and change the world. Back to you, Ucha, and the call's coming in.
Thank you. Thank you, Carol. Well succinctly put there, and it is left for the Biafrans who are listening to understand what Carol is saying. She has said it all. Media is the key to any campaign to the restoration of Biafra, because without the media, you will continue to be misinformed by the Yoruba media that are controlling Nigeria. Without the media, without Radio Biafra, without our television, which is coming soon by His grace, we will not be able to tell our stories our own way. People will continue to tell our stories for us. And we will continue to be in slavery. We will continue to be in bondage. There is no God in that. God does not work with lazy people. And as such, we must not be lazy. We must trust in God and demonstrate our faith in God. There is no two ways about it. We must do the right thing. And the right thing is, if we want Biafra, we must work for Biafra. We must work hard for it. We must put in something. That is the destination we are going. That is what Radio Biafra is doing. That is what Bile Human Rights Initiative is doing. To raise the consciousness of our people to the level that they will recognize and internalize the need for Biafra. The need to stand up and defend the truth. The truth that is your destiny, that is your existence. The truth you can only find in Biafra. Against all odds. Let us go to Skype and see if somebody is there. The call on Skype, hello. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Hello, give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Okay, my name is Osie Gumba. I'm calling from Wolverhampton, United Kingdom.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Uche, thank you very much for the good job you people are doing. Even in the absence of the director, and you are still keeping everything going. I thank you so much, and I appreciate the fact that the information is still on, and you've been able to enlighten our people. There's something I want to say here. I understand the things going, the things happening in our in the zoo called Nigeria, and I understand that they are calling for whether it's national. Conference or Sovereign National Conference. I don't know the one they are calling for. But at this moment, I've listened to you and I've listened to you, I've heard the messages, the things you try to communicate to the people. And at this point, because you've said one thing that we need to do something from stopping the Ohanaeze from representing us. You know, there is a saying that says a stitch with time saves nine. At this point in time, the message should be what we are supposed to do in order to stop these people from representing us. Since they are going there to represent their own selfish interests, there must be a way to stop them and to tell the world and to tell the Nigeria that they are not representing us. So this is the thing we have to find out how to, you know, stop them from doing, because if they go there and represent their interest, which is not our interest, I think it's going to be detrimental to the pursuit of our freedom. So we need to know what to do.
Yes, thank you very much. I mean, we are going to implement this. But we need people to come out. We need Biafrans to come out. For us to do this, Biafrans must know their right. They must know their right hand from their left. They must know whom they are. And that is what Radio Biafra is doing now. We are trying to raise the consciousness of our people to the level that they will know that they are a people. That they can say, let come sunshine, and sunshine can come. And let come rain, and rain will come. But only if we recognize that we are being led by God and that we must do the right thing. That God may help us. That God may uplift us. We must do practical things on the ground. That is why Radio Biafra is calling on Biafrans wherever they are in the world to form, to recognize themselves as Biafrans in every country where they find themselves. If you are in the United Kingdom, you come together as Biafrans. If you are in Republic of Ireland, you are a Biafra in Republic of Ireland. If you are in the United States, you are a Biafra in United States of America. If you are in Russia, you are a Biafra in Russia. If you are in Malaysia, you are a Biafra in Malaysia, and so on and so forth. So that together with this plan, with this momentum, we will form and constitute the greatest global movement and the greatest grassroots movement on earth. Together the world may know that there was once a country and that her people are still existing and they are still active. Thank you very much, my brother.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, our brother has just raised an important issue here, that the Johannes Ndibo must be stopped. That is our stance as well. But before we do it, we will enlighten our people. Our people will have to be ready that when we start, it will be difficult to stop. It will be fight to a finish. We are preparing as they are preparing, but the message we get to them live and direct now and at the appropriate time. Biafrans, wherever you are, you must stand up and know whom you are. A lot of people think that Biafra is just about coming on Facebook or going to Yahoo online groups and to declare that I am a Biafra. A lot of people think that Biafra is just about saying, oh, I like this Biafra. Biafra is coming tomorrow. Biafra is coming next month. Biafra is coming on 25th of December. It does not end there. For every commitment, for every action you take has a responsibility. We are at a stage when we no longer believe in paying lip service to Biafra. You have to be counted when you begin to do things in practical terms. If you say you will do something, you do it. If you say that you are a Biafran, you behave like a Biafran. If you say you believe in Biafra, you show us the evidence why you believe in Biafra. We will continue to say this because it is very important to make distinction on or between fighting for Biafra in truth and honesty and paying lip service to Biafra. Radio Biafra came in 2009 but was short-lived after 4 to 6 months. But in 2012, Radio Biafra, through the effort of dedicated Biafrans who have paid the ultimate, who have sacrificed both individually and collectively, and put in whatever they have to make sure that the good news of Biafra is reaching to the ends of the world. These people came together against all odds and resuscitated Radio Biafra. And today, Radio Biafra has done a number of things. Radio Biafra is built on the truth. The truth that we must separate advice, telling people the truth, telling our elders the truth, from what they call insult. When Radio Biafra came on air in 2012, we came out with a mission statement. The mission statement is all there for everybody to see. The mission statement has nobody in mind. The mission statement is grounded on the principle of the public right to know. It is grounded on the theory and philosophy of the public right to be informed, to be educated, to be enlightened on the issues concerning Biafra. And so we are up against every form of atrocity, every form of crimes, every form of deception that constitutes obstacle to the restoration of Biafra, that constitutes stumbling block for the Biafran people wherever they are. And that is why we are not looking at anybody, for we believe that the Biafra we are looking for, the Biafra we are looking to restore, is going to be a Biafra with strong institutions. Not strong men and women, but strong institutions. So that those institutions, the judiciary, the executive, and the legislature, that these two or three bodies must be strengthened by the appropriate law according to the wishes of the people. That anybody that holds office in that institution must bow and submit to the law of the land. That we are not going to be like Nigeria, where we look up to individuals, where people who are elected into office or selected into office are going there to serve their own selfish interests and to share the loot that they're going to get with their cronies. We are saying this because we are looking up to established democracies in the world, notably the United States of America and the United Kingdom. That when you build a strong institution, you are not looking at anybody, you are not massaging anybody's ego, but you are looking at what the law says, what the society wants, that anybody that errs must pay a price for it, must be brought under the law, and that the due process of the law will take its course. That is the type of Biafra we are trying to build, not what is going on in Nigeria. That people may know that you have to stand up against evil, reject evil, and embrace the truth and defend it. That people may know that having white hair is not equated to wisdom. That our people may know that just because we have elders does not mean that they are perfect and that they have gone beyond giving advice and being confronted for doing bad things. That our people may know that that Ezeoku Bondo, truth is life, and it is only truth that will set you free. This is the principle, this is the virtue upon which the philosophy of Radio Biafra and the idea of Biafra we are looking for is based and grounded. It is entrenched in these virtues, that the world may see that the Biafra we are looking for is actually ordained by God and instituted by God. And that its people are by implication the people of God. People think that championing for Biafra is all about lip service. Look, I want to let you know, this is my opinion and what I understand about what constitutes a state in international law. according to the international law practice and what is demanded for a state to be recognized on the international stage, and for a state or a country to be admitted into the Committee of Nations. There are a number of criteria. There are a number of requirements. And those requirements cannot be met if we fold our hands. We must continue to do something. We must stand up and do the right thing. For Biafra to be recognized on the international stage, Biafra must have a defined territory. Biafra must have an effective government. Biafra must have a settled population. And Biafra must have the capacity to enter into international relations. For without being able to enter into international relations with other countries, we are nowhere. But just because we have a settled population does not also mean that we have the right to be admitted into the cycle and the hallowed Committee of Nations. But we have to start somewhere. An example of what is happening at the moment is that Biafra was a country, but the Nigerian government connived with their foreign allies who are only interested in their economic interest in the zoo called Nigeria to scuttle their quest for Biafra. And of all the four requirements, we can reasonably say that Biafra has a defined territory, but which may be subject to delineation because we recognize that the old eastern region of Nigeria and some and parts of South-South were part of Biafra. But because the Nigerian government under the Hausa Fulani oligarchy sowed the seed of discord by putting a knife in what held us together, by telling our brothers and cousins in the now South-South that the Igbos are there to dominate them, that the Igbos are there to pillage them and to take over what belongs to them, that the Igbos are there to rule them. And this sank into the consciousness of our brothers and cousins in the South-South. And some of them are singing different tunes today. But many of them believe in Biafra. And this is why we are saying that Biafra has a defined territory, but that territory might be subject to either increase or decrease, depending on who is going to go with Biafra at the right time. When it comes to a settled population, yes, Biafra has settled populations or population because we have our people, we have the Igbos, we have the Bibios, we have the Ijaws. We have the Bankers. There are so many of us. We are settled in our land. We are settled in Biafra land. That is where we have our culture. That is where we have our tradition. That is where we have whatever we have as a people. And then coming to effective government, we want to remind our people that Bilie Human Rights Initiative, supported by Radio Biafra, is doing a marvelous work in this direction. That Biafrans now have customary government as required under the international law. As a matter of fact, and by extension, we all know that Nigeria has a provision for Sharia law in the northern part of Nigeria. And Nigeria also has provision, Nigeria constitution also have provision for customary law in the southern part of Nigeria. But it is very interesting to note that the northern part of Nigeria has been practicing Sharia for quite some time now. And you ask yourself, where is the customary law of the southern part of Nigeria? Where is that law? How effective it is, and are they practicing it? The answer is no. And that is what Bilie Human Rights Initiative, in conjunction with Radio Biafra, have been doing in Biafra land to make sure that our customary governance is put in place and instituted, and that the appropriate customary tribunal is put in place. I do not want to dwell into this, but it would have been very okay if Barrister Adolf Emeka Isiri is here to elaborate on that. If he's not here today, he's going to elaborate on this very soon. And now we talk about the fourth requirement, which is capacity to enter into international relation. Capacity to enter into international relation will be dependent on a number of factors, on how the Biafrans are organized, on whether they have an authority to which they are subjected to. And we can tell you that the Council of Elders of Indigenous People of Biafra represents the government of Biafra as it is. It is not a government in exile. It is a government situated in the land of Biafra by the Biafran people. A government that is grounded in culture and customs of the people of Biafra. That is why the government has every atom of authority, every atom of legitimacy. That is also why the Nigerian court has recognized the customary government of Biafra under the Council of Elders that signed the document for Bilie Human Rights Initiative to represent Biafran people, the indigenous people of Biafra, in suing Nigerian government in its own court. And one of the significant development in that is that for the first time in the history of Biafran struggle, a Nigerian court fined the Nigerian government to pay Biafrans for coming late to court, for delaying the due process of the law, for delaying the proceedings in court. And the Nigerian government has paid that fine. No matter how little that fine is, it is something of significance. It is to show you that Bilie Human Rights Initiative and Radio Biafra are doing effective job. They are doing a legitimate job for the Biafran people in accordance with the law, in accordance with the requirements of the international law. And people are somewhere there saying these people are jesters. They don't know what they are doing. We ask you to come and do what we are doing. If you can do what we are doing, we welcome you and we will give you a chance. But so far, so good, to God be the glory. That the last requirement under international law, which is capacity to enter into international relation, is not yet being done by Biafrans. But we trust that the government of Biafra will grow from strength to strength as we render our support to the customary government of Biafra, based in Biafra land, that the government will be able to begin to send her mission to countries of the world in search for relationship with the international community. This is the stage where we are, and we are doing something. The question Biafrans should ask themselves is, what have I done to advance the cause for restoration of Biafra? It is a personal and a collective question to which every one of us must provide an answer. The people of Biafra are still alive, and the world must take notice that this time around, the God of Biafrans is with them, and that God will lead Biafrans to victory. That God will lead Biafrans to freedom, to self-determination, and that God will restore Biafra in due course. If you are listening, this is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and your sincerely HMF4 is reaching you live and direct from the studios of Radio Biafra here in London. We recognize your effort, we recognize all your contribution. We urge you to cooperate with all coordinators of Biafrans in different countries of the world, that what we are doing is a reality and that we are moving forward unstoppable. There is no going back, there is no prevarication, there is no surrender until Biafra is restored. Wherever you are, good people of Biafra, look for your coordinator in every country you are. Identify with Biafra that Biafra may set you free. Wherever you are, you must call yourself a Biafran. Look for other Biafrans in every country you are and continue the good work of Biafra. Wherever you are, constitute an important and formidable force that Biafra may be recognized by the world body, by your host government. Above all, media is very important for this struggle. As you can see, Radio Biafra is making the world a global village for all Biafrans, wherever they are. Contribute your quota to make sure that we get our transmitter and install it in due time, that we may take over what belongs to us, that Biafra will be finally restored, and that our freedom and that our safety will be guaranteed under God and as witnessed by humanity. Let us go to Carol. Carol, are you there, please? Can you give us your final, yes, your final and closing statement, please?
Yes, Ucha. I wanted to say that, yes, Boko Haram literally means no Western media, no Western education, and that's what they try to do. Although I have noticed on YouTube that they post up their leader laughing at the Americans because he's still on the run, he's still out there somewhere, and no matter how much millions of US they put on his head, he still manages to exist. And they also apparently have a Facebook page. So obviously, you know, media is the power. Even Boko Haram is against their religion and they're still using it. I've also been contacted by the Belgian coordinator who wants to make a correction. That Goodluck Jonathan is not a Catholic. He is an Anglican. The argument was still the fact that he's a Christian, however, not a Muslim, but I was asked to correct it.
So, yes, it doesn't matter, Carol.
I wouldn't like to upset any Catholics tonight, yeah, so I will correct myself. I must make sure I get it right.
That's all
you
right.
You know how we have to get it right in here, you know, truth and honesty, let's get it right. If I'm wrong, ring me up and tell me I'm wrong, you know, Facebook me or whatever, and tell me I'm wrong, because I will correct it, and that's what I've done.
That is the spirit of Biafra.
That's that. That's the spirit of Radio Brafa, certainly. With regards to the customary tribunal established by the Council of Elders, this is another step forward. As we said, we put into place our government. We're putting into place all the parts, you know, what comes underneath a government now, you know, with the people behind us. If we put into place all the government offices, you know, we will be a country and we'll just stand out. And this customary tribunal that has now been established, you know, where you can put your tribunal, I think it's, you have to make 3 copies of your statement and send it to Weary. I have posted on Facebook and you can read all about it. But this is definitely another step forward for us. And we keep going. So, as Richard says, and I said today, please go to your groups. Please keep pushing us forward. We are coming ahead. We are going ahead and we're doing this. We've had some fantastic calls tonight and I'll be speaking to you all on Facebook, etc. And anybody who wants to contact me, I'm always there. And I'll just say that's good night from me.
Thank you, Carol. Good night. We recognize your contribution to the Biafran struggle, and God will continue to protect you and bless you and your family. Thank you very much. Biafran, you have heard what Carol said. Please, wherever you are, look for your coordinator. The coordinator for Biafrans in different countries of the world. Above all, do not forget to continue to add your friends to Radio Biafra Facebook page and also to belong to the page that is directly linked to your country. We must not forget that Biafra and that Radio Biafra is ordained by God, that Radio Biafra was instituted by God, and that Biafra itself is a country that was brought into existence by God, but that the contraption called Nigeria, in collaboration with their foreign allies, denied Biafran's freedom. We are asking the God, Chukwu Abiama, the God of Biafrans, the God of universe, that he heed our cries, the pleading of the Biafran people, that he renew us, that he revives us, and that above all, may that God restore Biafra. Thank you very much and good night.
Oh, hail me, oh.